All right, so I want to discuss O'Neal Cruz because O'Neal Cruz is incredibly talented, hitting the ball very well, great range at shortstop, great arm at shortstop. It's inevitable to me that he will have to go to the outfield at some point. I just believe and have believed since we first saw him. There has never been in the history of Major League Baseball, and that's 130-plus years, an everyday shortstop that is 6'7". O'Neal Cruz is 6'7". So over the weekend, Pirates general manager Ben Cherington came out and said that while O'Neal Cruz is in Altoona, they want to start to get a look at him in the outfield. So he's going to start to do that during batting practice, not yet in games. We'll see how this all plays out. I want you to tell me what you've seen from O'Neal Cruz as a shortstop, Matt. Tell me what you would lead you to believe that O'Neal Cruz, as a lot of these Pirates folks are saying, could play shortstop in the major leagues.
Well, I think he's athletic enough. He's definitely quick enough on his feet at the shortstop position. He's made some errors. His fielding percentage isn't the greatest, but I think he's quick enough, he's athletic enough to make the plays at shortstop, even though he's 6'7" and he towers over everybody else on the team. I think he's light enough on his feet and quick enough to make the defensive plays at the shortstop position. And then on offense, obviously he can hit. He's batting over 300. Shortstop is not exactly the offensive powerhouse position on the baseball diamond, but offense is really not the concern. I think he's athletic enough to play shortstop, but like you said, 6'7", obviously never has there been someone that tall to play the position in the big leagues. I think he has a good enough arm that he could play a corner outfield. So we'll see what the Pirates do with him the rest of the season in developing him and maybe getting some time in the outfield.
He's also 210 pounds. And here's the thing, folks. When you get to shortstop at the big league level, everything is so quick. You know, when you're 6'7" and the whole mechanics of fielding the ball, getting up and throwing it, just because you're a little bit taller takes just a fraction, just a blink of an eye. Everything is just going to take, you know, just a fraction longer because of the length and the size as opposed to somebody 6'2". Then there's coming across the middle, turning the double play. You're such a gigantic target at second base, and you've got to get your body. And there's a lot of things in place there. But here's the biggest factor. He's 210 pounds right now. As he grows into a bigger, stronger man at 23, 24, 25, and now he is 218 pounds. Now he's 223 pounds. Now he's 226 pounds. That's not going to be a shortstop. And see, the reality is, if O'Neal Cruz were a 6'7" light hitting shortstop, I would say, and he weighed 184. I would say, okay, there's a decent shot that this guy could play every day in the major league. But when he's 6'7", 210 at 22 years old, with the power potential, with the great arm, I just think there's no way. I think everybody's kidding themselves to think that this guy, could he play shortstop? Sure. Would it be in anybody's best interest for that to happen for a 6'7", 226-pound, 25-year-old man who has the potential to hit 35 home runs? No, I don't. I just don't believe all of those factors add up to the rigors and demands of what a guy has to do as a Major League shortstop, man.
Right, as an everyday, I would not see him as an everyday shortstop if he, you know, would make it to the big leagues. Obviously, in a platoon situation or in a pinch, could he play shortstop? Absolutely. But I think he's a corner outfielder. If he gets up to 220, 225, you could say, well, that's sort of the weight of a first baseman, but I think he's much too athletic to play first base. I think he is a left fielder or a right fielder as far as everyday positions go, but we haven't seen him in the outfield for the curve in an actual game. Maybe sometime later this season, we'll see it happen.
And so the plan, as Ben Cherington, Pirates GM, said, is they're going to start to give him a little bit of time in the outfield. Miguel Perez, the curve manager, last night said O'Neal Cruz will work out during BP in the outfield. When will we see him in a game in the outfield? That remains to be seen. Miguel Perez did was adamant, said it three times. This is not a position change at all, and it's not yet. But the issue becomes O'Neal Cruz does not need to be in Altoona for very much longer as an offensive player. And see, that's the thing. If you're going to develop this guy and try to get him ready to get to Pittsburgh, he probably needs to be in AAA for the second half of the season. Now, he's only played 40 games. The minor league season is 120. One thing that I think everybody needs to be aware of, and that this will be a learning factor for all of us, we knew with Neil Huntingdon and Larry Broadway and Kyle Stark when they were going to be promoting curve guys. We had a good feel for when guys would be promoted to Altoona and when guys would be promoted from Altoona to AAA. With a new GM and a new front office leading the minor league staff, we don't necessarily know all of the ins and outs of what Ben Cherington wants to do. I would sit here and say after 60 games, O'Neal Cruz would probably be promoted to AAA. That's the way it would work halfway through the year under Neil Huntingdon. So if that's the case, if he's only got 20 or 30 more games left in AAA, Matt, which I would think would be the case, it makes perfect sense to me that they would start to give him some time in the outfield at least to work out. And that would mean he's going to have to get to the – we're going to have to see him in a game or two or three, maybe within about 3 weeks, because much longer than that, you just have to wonder how much longer he's going to be in AA anyway.
Right, I agree. I mean – if they're serious about having him play outfield, which all indications from the last couple of days would point in that direction, then he's going to have to make his outfield debut here in Altoona. And then I would, like you said, I would assume he would get called up to Indianapolis for about the second half of the season. So sooner rather than later, I think you see O'Neal Cruz in the outfield in a curve uniform. And then later this summer, I would think if he continues to hit like he is, which he's batting .305, then he finds his way to Indianapolis. Let's
take a guess. Okay, it's June 23rd. We'll play along here with nothing at stake, but I'm going to say that O'Neal Cruz makes his outfield debut for the Curve on July 6th. That is a Tuesday. So July 5th is a Wednesday, is a Monday, and they're off every Monday. So I'm going to say that Tuesday, the first game of that week's series, I'm going to say July 6th. What's your guess?
I was actually going to go right around the 4th of July, so I'll go with July 9th.
That's a Friday, so that would be closer to the weekend for that series. Matt Knobb joining us from the Altoona Mirror.